In just 10 minutes a day, Daily J immerses you in the stories that shape Detroit. Text WWJ to 20357 for a link to listen to the Daily J. That's WWJ to 20357. Message and data rates may apply.
Developing right now up north, a huge fire is forcing the evacuations of homes and businesses in the area of Grayling. We're joined now by Lance Howard. He is on the scene and joins us live with the latest. Lance, for our listeners, can you just tell them what you're seeing right now?
Well, we're out golfing, and we saw a large plume of smoke develop in Crawford County. Now, this is a couple of miles east of Grayling. The boundaries are M72 to the north side of the fire, 4 Mile to the south side of the fire, Staley Lake Road east of the fire, and Barker Lake Road is west of the fire. This fire appears to be traveling to the southwest in this area. Now, we did see the DNR asking houses on Barker Lake Road. They were asked to leave their homes. The fire was heading in that direction. There is a subdivision off of Staley Lake Road, and what we're concerned about is we saw a lot of black smoke coming up from that area, and we know the subdivision and the black smoke were not for fact, but we do believe that there may have been some houses burning in that subdivision. Now, we are seeing that there are fire department response from Grayling, Beaver Creek, the DNR. Also, some DNR airplanes have been doing a water drop flying between the fire and Lake Marguerite, which is on the National Guard base up here in Grayling.
What are the conditions like where you're at, Lance? You mentioned you're on the golf course, or you were on the golf course. Very dry, obviously, in all parts of Michigan. I'm assuming it's just as dry up in the Grayling area. Is there any wind today as well? Do you see the fire traveling at the moment?
Well, yeah, we did see the fire traveling from the northeast toward the southwest. We were speaking to the superintendent at the golf course, and he said they have not had any measurable rain at the golf course since May 5th, which is a long time. I do believe there is a no burn with the DNR up here, no burning outside of your homes. Now, another problem with this fire, it is heading to the southwest towards several wood processing plants that make various types of particle board. We do know for a fact that one of the plants has been evacuated, and there are other plants that are south of 4 Mile Road that will probably be evacuated in the area as well. One of those plants is a chemical processing plant.
Lance, for yourself, for those who you're with right now, and as well as people you can see evacuating homes, other businesses in that area, what's the mood right now? Is it a very panicked scene in the Grayling area?
Well, in Grayling itself, I wouldn't say there's a panic, but I can tell you that we have seen a lot of people on these roads that are at the perimeter of the fire standing outside their homes, of course, looking at the smoke, trying to measure what direction it's traveling in. Again, we did see the DNR going to several houses on Barker Lake Road asking people to leave. And again, we're seeing fire response all over the place. DNR, extremely active. Again, Grayling, Beaver Creek fire departments, and we do have airborne assets from the, possibly even from the National Guard, assisting on trying to contain this fire.
Of course, not speculating on any kind of cause of the fire, but the DNR has been warning a lot lately since Memorial Day weekend about being very careful with campfires, bonfires, grilling, any other outdoor activity. Have you seen lots of signs up north, lots of people saying you really need to be careful? What's that emphasis been like for people kind of just using fire for recreational purposes in the Grayling area?
Well, we unfortunately have not been out to any of the campground areas, so we don't see that people are actually doing careless burning. But again, I do believe that the DNR have asked for no burn up here at all. In fact, my son who's with me is confirming no burning, no outdoor burning, no trash burning, no campfires.
Lance, once again, and thank you for joining us. Lance Howard on the scene of this large wildfire in the Grayling area, joining us live on WWJ this afternoon. Once again, Lance, recapping, for any of our listeners who may be listening on the Odyssey app or headed to that area or have friends and family in that area, can you just give us a quick recap of what you've been seeing this afternoon, where this fire is headed, and tell our listeners a little bit more if they need that information?
Okay, specifically the fire is east of Grayling in Crawford County. It's between Barker Lake Road to the west, Staley Lake Road to the east, 4 Mile is on the south side of the fire. M-72 is on the north side of the fire. Now, we did just speak to a DNR officer who was saying that fire crews are somewhat concerned that this fire may jump 4 Mile Road and continue to the south and southwest.
Lance Howard joining us live this afternoon on WWJ. He's at the scene of that large wildfire in the Grayling area. Lance, thank you so much for a couple minutes of your time this afternoon informing our listeners. And please stay safe in the area right now.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Lance Howard on the scene of a large wildfire in the Grayling area that's forcing the evacuations of homes and businesses in the area. Lance mentioned a couple of the businesses in the area, chemical plants, also a couple of wood manufacturing plants, along with some homes in a subdivision being evacuated. You can stay right here with WWJ for the latest on this developing story. Once again, developing up north, a large wildfire in the Grayling area.